Thank you, Jim. It's very good to be back together again. You know, the world is waiting for a vaccine to cure it of coronavirus. The experts say it won't be available till next year, 2021, assuming the virus doesn't mutate into another form. But we don't have to worry about that, because God made provision for our protection from viruses and bacteria through the existence of our immune system. God knew that life would mean that whatever we did, somehow viruses and bacteria would get into our bodies, whatever precautions and care we take. So he provided us with special cells in our body that recognize foreign invaders and attack and kill them. Last week, Mike James in Medina talked about the immune system. But we do have a responsibility. If we want to be healthy, we should take action to maintain our immune system. It's there to help us. It needs to be kept at full strength. How can we do this? There's some points that I should briefly bring to you today. We should make sure our food, our regular diet, has plenty of fruits and vegetables. They provide us with the necessary minerals and other resources that we need. We need adequate sleep. Do you know that the majority of people in North America are short of sleep? They're getting less than 7 hours. And we need from 7 to 9 hours. For me, it's more like 9 hours than seven. And also, we need at least 30 minutes of exercises per day, every day, outside in the sunshine, which is a source of much needed vitamin D, especially for people who live in Canada where the sun is not as abundant as normal. We need to check out your immunity building vitamins such as C, D, E and zinc. There is research that shows that they enable and boost the immune system to fight off the viruses. And what's more important than all this is that we actually need 0.5 is actually 0.1. We need to look to God and his laws. Pray for wisdom. Put your trust in God. You notice what it says in Proverbs 3, verse 7 to 8. Proverbs 3, verse 7 to 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And what's the consequence? It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Obeying God's laws gives us the strength and help that we need. And again in Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. We benefit physically if we follow God's laws and follow him. Taking care of our physical health is important. There's also taking care of our spiritual health. It's very important. The parallels are obvious and most interesting. God's Holy Spirit is our protection, providing us with wisdom to avoid sin and deception, with humility to repent when we fail, and finally to stand strong in making known God's way of life. We can cry out to God in prayer for wisdom and strength and help. Think of the spiritual parallels to supporting human health. The Word of God, the support of fellowship of the brethren, encouragement, the Bible teaching and correction from our pastors. Are we not blessed? The question is, are we also thankful? During the COVID-19 shutdown around the world since early March, we've had time on our hands to meditate and observe the world in action. There are moments when people showed kindness and concern. However, it has also not always been a pretty sight around the planet. We've seen a rising tide of lawlessness and unthankfulness, which has been painful to watch. When we first were confined and before we could do anything in the garden, we walked around our circle where we live and we started to meet neighbours we didn't know were there. Everyone was very friendly and helpful, and that was a very good experience. But as time went on, discovered some of the institutions we thought we could trust are not trustful. The WHO lied to us on China's directions. It's now pretty clear. How can you trust an institution that puts politics against the health of people? They said people could travel around when people starting to realize that it was dangerous for people to travel around and carry the disease. So we've had institutions exposed, medical studies that are motivated by politics. A certain person said he took hydroxychloroquine, which has been a drug used for malarial patients for 40 years with no evidence of side effects, and suddenly there are side effects, suddenly it's dangerous, suddenly fake studies come out which have been studied and examined and proved to be false, trying to prove that the certain person was wrong. So in face of all this, let's not get caught up in grumbling and mumbling and being dissatisfied. We need to see the world as it is, not as a world we'd like it to be. But let's rejoice now that we can be here today together and remember the Psalm 133 verse 1, how good and how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity.